T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's time. It's Wednesday. Wednesdays with Wojo here on 97.1 The Ticket. It's a spot in the program where Bob Winowski of the Detroit News and of the world-famous Wojo and Rieger show joins us here. And then we make fun of him, ask him like sportsiest questions, and then he says goodbye. Hi, Bob.
Well, well, well. Sounded like you guys got yourself in quite a little pickle a few minutes ago. I enjoyed that.
Thank you very much.
Hey, where do you stand on where do you stand on sweet pickles?
Most awful. Don't like them. Awful. As bad as cats.
Whoa, Stony.
Sweet pickles is to sour pickles, or you know, dill pickles is what cats are to dogs.
Oh my! Well, I prefer the dill for sure. The sweet though isn't so bad.
Ugh. Like if you bite into a burger with a sweet pickle and you anticipate a sour, oh, it just throws.
Yes.
Oh my God! It kills you.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
you know, Wojo,
I'm not gonna disagree. No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. We've all been talking about the coronavirus and how it's affected us. I was surprised earlier this morning. Stoney said, "Worse than the fact that more than 100,000 Americans have died, is the fact that we can no longer get free pickles on tabletops anymore to snack on before the food comes out."
He actually did say that. Correct.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he said that. I'll play the tape later on.
Yeah. So
you know what?
Go ahead.
Will we be allowed to have baskets of bread and rolls? Oh my!
Oh, don't even go to. Don't even start. I don't even want to think about those.
Oh,
now, you and I used to do a show together, Woj, weeknights from 6 to about 6:38, and I'll never forget one of those shows where they gave us the Nobel Peace Prize for it because we solved racism.
Oh, remember? Yeah, that's right. About 6 or 7 years ago, we did. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that this weekend with all the unrest going on around the country and here in Detroit and Minneapolis. And I was trying to remember how did we do that again? Could you refresh our memory?
I don't know. It was a simpler, happier time.
yeah,
but I
guess
think
so.
We've since moved on to solving the virus, right? That's progressing, hopefully, positively,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right. Right. Right.
Although I saw Fauci said it looks like we might have vaccines pretty quickly. So who knows? But he hasn't heard. We haven't heard from him before in the last 2 weeks, I don't think. By the way, Woj, I gave you some credit yesterday, or Monday.
Oh boy!
No, seriously, because on Twitter you took on all comers, and I think that was I know a lot of times we hold back on some of our feelings for whatever reasons because how it might affect our careers and things. But you basically said you had enough.
Well. It's funny you say that, Stoney, and I appreciate that because, I normally don't do that, and I actually heard from, some Twitter people and others that, like, whoa, that's not, Wojo, what were you doing? That's not you. And I said, what do you mean? Oh, you're getting political? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm getting human.
Right.
I mean, that's all it is, and there's certainly the way state of Minnesota has handled a lot of things is awful as well. It's not just about the president, although I dare to suggest some flaws. And I don't know, it stirred up positive, constructive discussion that I think made us all better people.
and I was big. I was obviously being glib earlier when I talked about our show where we solved racism because it's the thing in our lifetime that will never be solved, and I'm not
right.
looking to solve it. But two, I guess it's a two-part question, which will take us the rest of the 45 minutes here. Number one, does something seem different this time around? Because we've dealt with these scenarios in the past, sadly. And what, I don't know, selfishly, what do you as a man look to do to change things, or what can we look to do? Because I think there's a lot of people out there who do want things to change, but feel powerless to change them.
Well, and maybe that's what compelled me, I don't know. And I'm not making a big deal about it, but to respond to some people on Twitter and to say some things is to show that you can have discourse even if you find it uncomfortable. Generally speaking, I don't do stuff like that. And does it solve anything? No. Does it change anybody's minds? No. But at least in the same thing with these protests, you say, what's different this time? Well, the climate of the country, even leading up to this, different. The amount of anger, and I will say this, and what you can, we can break it down. Who are the real protesters? Who are the agitators brought in from outside? But the sheer volume and the mixture of race that you see in the protests, and unfortunately in some of the looting too, but in the protests, makes me slightly encouraged that, yeah, everybody is going to go ahead and have their voice be heard. Because I know black people have often said, like, we're fighting for justice. Where's everybody else? Everybody else has arrived, it looks like. I mean, look at some of the scenes from, like, France and Amsterdam and other places overseas where they're protesting for Americans or for the crisis in America right now. It's staggering. It struck a chord. The video is so horrifying. I think that's where the chord was struck, and then it has just gone from there. Please be peaceful. You lose the message in the smoke. And I think they've become increasingly more peaceful over the last few nights, or a couple of nights. Am I right?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
Am I right?
No, I agree, yeah.
If you want to, there's been so many videos out there, you know, to watch and listen to. A guy, former NFL player, who's been on ESPN a lot, Emmanuel Acho, he had something yesterday that was, I thought, brilliant. It was about 7 or 8 minutes. So you sit and watch it, and he tries to address questions for his white friends, how you can help. And it's fascinating. So I would...
Well, Sony, you say that because that's one of my other goals. And, of course, people sometimes mock it and sometimes appreciate it. Is when you find videos where, I don't even care if you think, oh, please, that's just a photo op. I'm not talking about the other photo op. But, you know, where a white officer hugs a black child or everybody kneels together. I try to post those as often as possible to show, like what you said. And the sports world, we've never seen anything like this. I mean, at coaches, players, black, well, everybody... compelled, rightly so, to release a statement or a video. And these things have not been, in my mind, the typical canned thoughts and prayers to the Floyd family. We need to stop racism in America. They've been heartfelt with personal, like Dwayne Casey, who you guys talked to the other morning,
mm-hmm.
personal experiences. And that's the only way you can really try to, why are you so mad? Why are you doing this? Here's why. Here's one reason why. And that, to me, that's been at least from a sports perspective, one of the better things, if there is such a thing, to come out of this is people revealing more of their, what drives them, their experiences, their inner feelings. That's been enlightening to me.
Well, you wrote about baseball today and the need for the owners and the players to get their act together. Especially with everything that's going on around them. Gut feeling, baseball, up or down, thumbs up, thumbs down, and you cannot do thumbs sideways.
I'll go maybe. No. I'm still sticking at about, I think I said it at 63%. There will be baseball. But on a much lesser scale, this is another great example, Jamie and Stoney and Heather Sparks, that people just grab two sides and get lost in the, people trying to make it just an owners versus players argument. And all right, who cares? Right? Like, don't give either side more. You're in the right, so you keep digging in. No, you're in the right, so you keep digging in. They're both in the wrong. And I know the owners probably get more of the criticism, understandably so. But as I tried to point out a week or two ago, the players were trying to pull a fast one. I would even suggest perhaps flat out lying when they pretended like, we already took a pay cut, that's already been decided. And even their own lawyers said, no, they're in that agreement, there's this paragraph that it can be reopened if people aren't in the stands. And the players, they don't even know that Tony Clark, God bless him, has not communicated that well enough to the players, because that makes them angrier. We had a March agreement. Why are they changing it? The agreement was based on there would be fans in the stands. Did you read it? Did Tony Clark read it to you? So I'm not picking just on the players. I'm just pointing out that's another side that if you dig a little deeper and don't just get entrenched, you realize that both sides are being numbnuts. And that is an official term, numbnuts.
Well, Joe,
clinical term, yeah.
Well, clinical and legal term.
Well, Joe, earlier today I revealed that I did something that I've never done before.
Oh,
at least I don't think I did. I actually replied to a tweet from the President of the United States. And I encourage you to as well.
Because
you probably
don't, Woj. Don't.
Because you're funnier than I am. Because he tweeted out Law and Order with the and sign exactly. So I tweeted out Miami Vice.
Right. Stoney, I saw that in all caps. And yes. Just before I came on, okay, Stoney, step aside for 1 second. Let me have a conversation with Jamie.
Okay.
Jamie, should I play that little game, or is that dumb?
Should you go online and tweet at the president?
Yeah.
No, I told Stoney not to do it, and I'm telling you not to do it. Don't do it.
There's some great responses here. NYPD Blues, Saved by the Bell. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's just TV shows. That's all.
We haven't been saved by the bell yet, that's for sure.
Yeah,
you know what? I think I'm going to lean on Jamie's advice over Stoney, just in this case. I mean, normally Stoney's the clear thinking one, Jamie's the whack job.
There's no political agenda here. We don't have the first television show that I could come up with.
No, I agree, and I think I chuckled briefly. Yeah. I don't think it's horrible.
I could have said I could have said The Apprentice.
Yeah, I guess you could have. The West Wing.
Definitely could have.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, you definitely could
have. Don't make me play.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob.
All right, Bob.
Jamie.
Bob. Bob. Bob.
Take Stoney's Twitter machine away.
Stoney complained this morning of his back going out. So we know the old age has really hit the old guy now. I mean, next thing you know, he's going to be wearing those big, giant glasses. You know, those big, dark glasses.
The Harry Carey glasses?
Yeah. I mean, that's next. You know it's next.
Well, Joe, it took me 10 minutes to get dressed today. And all I'm wearing is basically sneakers and sweatpants and a T-shirt.
Yeah, he doesn't look like $1 million.
What'd you do to your back?
I don't know.
Carrying the load around the household?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I am Mr. Household Chores. Exactly.
No, it's what I said. It's like he's been carrying you and me around for the last 25 years on the radio. It finally got to him a little bit.
Exactly. Hello.
He is the godfather. That's after all.
All
right, Woj, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Woohoo!
All right, sounds like a deal. There he is. It's Wojo right here on 97.1 The Tinket. I can't even say the word now. I said The Tinket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.